The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Proposed wind farm in County Offaly is drawing heavy criticism from locals about the impact it could potentially have on the land. Residents say they're particularly concerned about the archaeological history of the Lamanahan Bog. Our reporter Josh Crosby has visited the area to hear about the project. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Pat.
So what exactly is being proposed here?
Well, Bordnamona and SSE Renewables plan to develop 15 wind turbines in northwest Offaly. They'll stand at an overall blade tip height of up to 220 metres. This is part of a joint venture partnership between Bordnamona and SSE, which they say will deliver 800 megawatts of new onshore wind energy across multiple wind farms, which I'm told is the equivalent to the average energy required by around 500,000 homes per year.
Sounds like good news, but how's it going down with the locals?
It's not going down too well with those living nearby. As you drive towards the site, there are signs dotted along the road saying no wind turbines. And since this was first mooted back in 2021, a group has been set up to campaign against it. So the Lamanahan Bog Heritage and Conservation Group has brought its protests to the Dáil. They've handed in a formal letter of opposition to Bordnamona, and they have political support around the county.
Now, of course, there is an official process. If you want to lodge an objection, you can do so.
Yes.
What happened?
So back in 2021, there was the county development plan, and that was, they were rezoning different areas, and there were over 2,000 objections into this because the bog was going to be included in an area that could potentially be for wind energy. One of the main reasons people say they don't want this area touched is because of its archaeological history. We'll get to that in a minute and explain to the listeners where it is. But as I was making my way there to meet with the locals involved with the campaign group, I stopped off in the nearest village to Lamanahan. This is Ballycumber. It's around a 5-minute drive. You have your shop, post office, pub, undertaker, all under the one roof. You know the small village. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to get a sense from the people in the area what the general mood is about the project.
Well, sure. I mean, it's the way we have to go in the long run. And it's going to, we're going to have to be built somewhere. And where I'm living at the minute, we've loads of them. And they don't seem to be doing any harm. There's no noise out of them. I don't pass any heed in them. If you're going to Burr from, say, on from Forban on to Clohan and on to Burr, they're on both sides of the road there.
Well, I suppose I wouldn't be in favour of it. I've just moved here and built a house here. My husband is local. So we've just put all our life savings and built a house here and moved in 12 months ago. We spent 4 years building it, and I suppose now we're faced with the possibility of living within 880 metres of a wind turbine. But yeah, I definitely would have reconsidered where I built a house.
Doesn't bother me at all. What happens with it? Let them carry on, do what they want.
Some people would be now saying that, oh, it is intrusive, or that it could damage the natural ground that's there.
Everyone has their own opinion. My opinion is I don't care what happens.
Would you be for it or against it?
Against it.
And why is that?
Well, I think they're unsightly and they'd spoil the whole area. I think they're ugly and they're horrible.
People in County Offaly giving their reaction to the plans for 15 wind turbines on a bog. Now, Josh, you mentioned the location earlier. What's so special about the location?
Well, this is right in the thick of where peat would have once been harvested. And as you approach Lamanahan near the site, you even go over one of the old level crossings Bordnamona would have used to transport loads of turf. But when it comes to a historical context, Patty, you wouldn't be a million miles away from Clonmacnoise. It's just over 22 kilometres apart. And
that won't feel the wind 22 kilometres away.
No, but it's due to this proximity that St. Monchan's Monastery was established here in Lamanahan. I was told there once stood a castle, which has since gone, but there have been dozens of excavations carried out here and it revealed items and landmarks that were used thousands of years ago. Some, I believe, are in the National Museum. There are the remains of a monastic site, a pilgrimage trackway, a holy well. It's recorded some of the earliest traces of activity date back to 3500 BC. So loads fear that due to the proximity of this proposed site, future discoveries could be in jeopardy, or could there be a possible impact on existing finds? Now, of course, look, I reached out to Bordnamona, but there was no one available to talk. I was told that the archaeological, architectural and cultural heritage of Lamanahan Bog and its surrounds will be considered as part of the environmental impact assessment.
So you got back in your EV and you drove from Ballycumber to Lamanahan.
I did, and I charged up along the way, Pat. But on the way there, I met with the group of locals who are against the plans. First in this clip, we'll hear from the chairperson of the Lamanahan Bog Heritage and Conservation Group, Seamus Corcoran. Seamus says they should be built elsewhere.
My main concern is that it doesn't take into consideration the importance of the archaeological complex or the rich archaeology of the bog.
What kind of engagement have you had from those behind the project?
The consultation that we have could hardly be described as consultation. It is putting in junk mail, we consider, and these glossy brochures to our doors. What we are demanding is a public meeting, an open forum.
My name is Sean Halligan. I live in Limonin. I've lived here all my life.
What do you think should be done with the land?
Our feeling is that the bog should be preserved. Let it go back naturally. There's so many archaeological finds found in the bog. Various digs have been done by archaeologists. All this archaeology is all mapped. If I can just show you a detail. All the red dots are archaeological finds.
What is the answer? Because, look, we know there are government targets there to reduce emissions and that infrastructural projects like this are some answer to doing that. So what's the answer? Like, where do you find the balance there?
We're not against wind farms, but we are against wind farms on the bog. In the radius of less than 3 kilometres around about the bog, we have 245 houses. And we feel that infringement of turbines would have a detrimental effect on people.
My name is KK Kenny. I'm living within 2 miles of the proposed turbines. The destruction of peatlands to facilitate wind farms is a contradiction of efforts being made to combat climate change.
And what about this argument they put forward about the community benefits and the long-term employment?
There's very little benefit to the local community. The spin.
They'll say there's a fund being put forward and the road networks.
While that may be true, the fund a lot of times is a once-off, so there is no real benefit. That's a carrot.
So what is the group prepared to do next, or what's your message to the powers that be?
The message to the powers that be, the destruction of Lemanahan Bog to facilitate wind turbines is not negotiable, and it's not going to happen. We're not going to allow it to happen.
Some of the members there from the Lemanahan Bog Heritage and Conservation Group. Now, we heard some mixed reactions in your first clip, Josh. Did you meet with anyone who actually fully is behind the project?
I did, Pat. Now, I must say also that Bord na Mona told me that the bog comprises of around 1,200 hectares and that this will only affect around 5% of this area will be used for turbine bases, crane hard standings and access tracks. It also says the project team has engaged with the local community on an ongoing basis with a project website, a virtual consultation room and a public information evening was held last month. But I did meet with someone who supports the project. Now, look, it has to be said, he lives in Tullamore. It's over 20 minutes away, so the locals might say, look, it's easy for him to say this when they don't have to look at the turbines. But I thought it was interesting to hear from the Green Party on this because, yes, Pat, you would assume they would support renewable energy like wind farms, but what's the view when it comes to disturbing wetland with such history? I met with the Green Party's representative for the Tullamore local electoral area, Liam Walsh. Now, Liam says in the wider long-term scale, this project should get the green light.
Anything that's new always faces some sort of concerns from the locals, which is understandable. And I think, you know, for the likes of the Bord na Monas and the SSEs, they need to stop and think about, you know, getting the local community very much on board, you know, to listen to their concerns, listen to their needs. So there's a bit of empathy needed, and I understand that. But I also think that we need to think of the macro picture. You know, it's not about just, you know, today. We have to think of the future. We have to think of our energy.
But from a Green Party perspective then, like the concerns being raised about the location, like the possible impact it could have on archaeological history or on nature, on habitats, wildlife, how do you strike the right balance there?
Yeah, and I think, I suppose, again, as Greens, of course, we're all about nature and we want nature restoration and that. And again, I suppose, it's like, where do you put a project such as the 15 turbines? Where do you place them? And again, I suppose, this bog has been chosen as an area in Northwest Offaly. So look, locations, you know, we have to put them somewhere. And I think, I suppose, at times it is trying to get that balance between what's right. And, you know, everybody says, well, I don't want it in my backyard. And that's understandable too. But I think, you know, we have to think big picture again. We've got to think to the future. It's about weighing up the pros and the cons. And I think we've got to look at, and I know it's been mentioned about an archaeological site there. There's been mentions of, you know, what it's going to do locally from an aesthetic point of view, having all these big blades in the sky and all that sort of stuff. But I think it's important as well to think, you know, from an energy point of view and an employment point of view, what it's going to create locally, I think will outweigh the concerns. And I think, you know, if we look to the future and we've got to continue to think of the future, then I think this, you know, that I think the project should go ahead.
So that's the Green Party's representative in Tullamore, Liam Walsh. What stage is the proposed project at now, Josh?
Okay, Pat, so back in 2021, a pre-application consultation was lodged. This was after quite a divisive county development plan, which included the bog in an area considered as draft wind farm zone. Now, I got a statement from Bord na Mona on Friday. It says it intends to submit a planning application in the coming months. I've also been in touch with the county council, but I haven't heard anything back just yet. Bord na Mona says engagement with the local community will continue throughout the development of the proposed wind farm. But we know onshore and offshore wind turbines are going up, Pat. It's not hard to spot a few anytime you drive through the country. But I met with a man who lives near a new wind farm, not too far from here, more to the south of the county. And he's been tracking the development of that project. Kieran Kinahan was the managing director of Banagher Concrete and a civil engineer. Kieran says it was the works involved with erecting the turbines that surprised him.
When wind turbines came to me, it would be for wind turbines and believe in wind turbines. But the consequences of wind turbines and the bog, I was utterly could not believe the consequences of constructing a wind turbine in the bog. The amount of excavation and the amount of disturbance at the bog for one wind turbine, it's just unbelievable. And I actually find it hard myself to believe that archaeologists and environmentalists and the other authorities who look after special areas of conservation with such great care, they could allow this to happen to the bog. Like, we're looking at an image here for one wind turbine. There's about 10 hectares of the bog here where the excavated material has been spread out with a conglomeration of soil, vegetation, subsoil, all as one. On one end of this, you can see here the excavation for what is the hard stand for the crane. And you can see that it's multiples the size of the area that is excavated for the turbine. The turbine is a relatively small part of the construction. In order to erect the turbine, a massive crane is used. And obviously the bog is not fit in itself to support the weight of the crane.
Some of the turbines have gone up in your area.
Yeah, they're near the latter end of it now.
And just in comparison to when the trucks first arrived to today, how would you describe what was once bog?
This is where the excavated material has dried out. And you can see it's like a desert land. Acres, hectares and hectares all around. As you can see here in the background, this is the wind turbine.
You said, Kieran, when we first started talking, that you were all for wind,
yes,
wind energy.
I understand.
So what is the answer? Where do you build?
My youngest grandchild will be my age, 2100. Obviously, you would have to have a concern. So what is the answer?
Where do you build? Because maybe...
It is much easier to build a wind turbine on upland. Now, there is no scarcity of lands on the hinterland of the bogs or anywhere in Ireland. The bogs are entirely unsuitable for wind turbines. It's just beyond belief that that could happen to Le Monaghan bogs. And I think somebody has to stand up and be counted on this.
And that's Offaly man Kieran Keenahan ending that report on the proposed wind farm at Le Monaghan bog from Josh Crosby. Well,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.